The comedy Late Night stars Emma Thompson as a fading TV host and Mindy Kaling as a writer hired to make her more hip. The film was popular enough with audiences at this year's Sundance Film Festival to start a studio bidding war. Our critic, Bob Mondello, says it is easy to see why.
We first see Katherine Newberry standing backstage, preparing to accept the latest of many honors.
She was the first female late-night talk show host on a major network, winning 43 Emmy Awards.
So Katherine's not expecting to have this conversation with a new network head the next day.
I came to tell you this year is your last.
What? You're canceling the show?
No, I'm canceling you. Do you want to know who Jimmy Fallon had on last Tuesday when you had Doris Kearns Goodwin? Robert Downey Jr. They washed a sheepdog together. Glorious.
Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline. Should I have played Giant Connect 4 with her or perhaps sung a karaoke song on the back of a tandem bicycle? It's Doris Kearns Goodwin. She's a national treasure.
Agreed. I only wish she'd been an Avenger instead of writing books about Abraham Lincoln.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Warmth is not Katherine's strong suit, but she's not letting go without a fight, so she pops into the morning writers' meeting, looks at the white male faces around the table, and realizes...
I don't know who any of them are.
I'm Tom. I write the monologue. I'm actually the youngest monologue writer in the history of the show.
No, I don't care.
No? Okay.
Do you know what? I'm not going to remember any of this, so here's what we're going to do. You're one, two, three, four.
Hi, Katherine.
Oh, Birdie, thank God. How's your baby?
She's 27.
So, out of touch, enter Molly, seeking a job as a TV writer, quoting Yeats on her way into the building.
I've spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly because you tread on my dream.
And getting beamed by a trash bag. Molly's been working in a chemical plant, not usually known as a breeding ground for comedy, but...
I've seen every episode of the show. I've read every book written about it. I do a little stand-up.
Where?
At the plant.
If you have a problem, ask the chemist. She'll always have the solution.
Which kills with people who know about chemistry.
Still, Katherine wants a woman writer, so Molly gets the gig, and the audience gets a fish-out-of-water-slash-workplace-redemption comedy that's happy to joke about such topical topics as sexism in broadcasting, diversity hiring, and how to navigate less-than-sensitive work environments. Mindy Kaling, who plays Molly and also wrote the film's script, has worked in TV long enough to know quite a bit about those things, and though she's given Emma Thompson the best line, she's reserved a few plum situations for herself, including one save-the-day-in-front-of-reporters moment when Katherine barely knows who she is. A publicist has been trying to soften the host's chilly image, but the giving numbers as names story has gotten out.
How would you describe Molly?
Molly is...
She said to me that despite our very different backgrounds, that I reminded her of a younger her.
Me.
Isn't that wonderful?
I mean, huge.
No. You know what? Everybody's gonna wanna get this. Let's get a picture of Katherine and her beautiful Indian protege,
Molly.
One way to negotiate job security. Director Nisha Ganatra keeps things moving at a brisk clip, and if there are a few too many plot threads dangling and a fresh spin on hashtag MeToo that is way too glibly resolved, it's hard to feel anything but vaguely affirmative about Late Night. With those stars, I'd hope to feel more than vaguely affirmative, but hey, it's Late Night, not prime time. I'm Bob Mondello.
Don't let the negative ever get in your way.